There are seasons along the way that bring the darkest days. No matter how hard we try, and it stays there anyway. There's a way to go around it. It's a trial you have to face. You may feel so small next to something so tall and wide. When the mountain can be moved, God will. Some answer you might have missed. The morning brings the same old problems. There's just no escaping them. When you worry about tomorrow, it robs you of today. Trust that God has got you, and have a little faith. When the mountain can't be moved, there in your way, there's a way to go around. It's a trial you have to face. You may feel so small next to something so tall and wide. When the mountain can't be moved, God will keep you straight to be moved, and it stands there in your way. There's no way to go around it. It's a trial you have to face. You may feel so small next to something so tall and wide. When the mountain can't be moved, God will give you strength to climb.
Well, this girl's coming on like gangbusters. Tanya Rose, When the Mountain Can't Be Moved. And that's off of, I assume that's off of her brand new album. I'll look it up in a minute. But anyway, welcome to Southern Gospel Today on Southern Branch Bluegrass and the SBB Radio Network. Got a call for some Tanya Rose music yesterday afternoon, and glad to bring it to you. I'll try to insert as many as I can throughout the program today. And as I normally say, I want to welcome you to Southern Gospel Today, and appreciate your listening. Appreciate you listening intently. And we've had some changes to our streams, our home pages, our schedules, and all that. And there's a lot of folks going through a lot of stuff right now. So I wanted to play this sort of dedicated to that situation right now.
Phone rang and I answered. It was sweet to hear your voice again. I heard you tell me when Christ became your choice. We've shared so much together through the joy, and there's been pain, and I prayed for you this morning, and again I called your name. I prayed for you this morning when I got alone with him, asking God to bless and keep you should your pathway be condemned. I want you to know I love you. You mean the world to me. I prayed for you this morning when I knelt upon my knees. I've asked the Lord for wisdom to see others in need, and I've asked Him to help me each day to do good deeds. Today He laid you on my heart, as to my altar I came. So I prayed for you this morning. On my knees I called your name. I prayed for you this morning when I got asking God to bless and keep you should your pathway be condemned. I want you to know I love you. You mean the world to me. I prayed for you this morning when I knelt upon my knees. I prayed for morning when I knelt up on my knees.
I woke up this morning with happiness inside. Then I was reminded God is good all the time. I'm
thankful. That He showed on the cross on the hill where He paid for every sin. He's faithful, and I'm grateful for the life that He gave so that I can be saved and live forever with Him. Even in a valley I can say, Lord.
On a hill where He paid for every sin. He's
faithful,
and I'm
grateful for the life that He gave so that I could be saved and live forever with Him.
Showed on the cross over here where He paid for every sin. He's faithful, and I'm grateful.
That's a Triumphant Quartet, and Thankful So Thankful is their title track. As far as I know, let me double check. I think that's off their latest. It is brand new. Thankful So Thankful, and the name of the CD is Thankful. Just beautiful. The Primitive Quartet did a song for us off of their very latest project, I Have a Place, and it was very fitting. I thought, I prayed for you this morning because I was looking at some of my emails and saw where there were some shows that are actually just not going to happen anymore, and maybe never, or maybe anytime soon. And a lot of folks are sort of bowing out right now and not doing programs. And so I'll be honest with you, I've actually thought about, because of so many irons in the fire, of actually giving up the station, but I don't know that I'm ready yet. You know, I'm enjoying the music so much, and then when I just think that I'm about to give it up, because it just seems like a job sometimes, I get a call from somebody just out of the blue, and it just gets me fired up again. And I so much enjoy bringing you, especially the gospel music side. That's just very close to my heart. Here's Legacy 5 to do a beautiful song called In the Hands of a Carpenter.
Stable, he never left her side. Though the boy was not his baby, she was still his bride. Proving himself worthy, like true love always does, the night God put his son and his trust in the hands of a carpenter. In the hands of a carpenter. When that boy became a young man, he picked up his father's trade, working right beside him and learning more each day about the miracle that happens inside the workshop walls when you put the timber hammer and the saw. Of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter. Weathered and worn, calloused and sore, but all the power that they yield when you put a piece of wood and nails in the hands of a carpenter. Of a carpenter. He left the family business at 30 years of age and quickly gained the reputation of a righteous renegade. The religious called him sinner, and the sinner called him friend, and the blind man found his sight. In the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter. Weathered and worn, calloused and sore, but all the healing that they when the very touch of God was felt. In the hands of a carpenter. With a crossbeam on his shoulders and the thorns deep in his brow, they led him to a hillside out on the edge of town. But he only had forgiveness, not one ounce of spite, when the ones he came to save drove the spikes in the hands of a carpenter. In the hands of a carpenter. Bloodied and bruised, broken right in two, but oh, the grace and mercy that they had, with splintered wood and rusty nails, in the hands of a carpenter. salvation flowed and love prevailed. The day the fate of this whole world fell in the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter, in the hands of a carpenter.
That's Christina Brask and Ossie. Praise to Jesus is the name of the tune. And that's some very nice Euro friends that has contributed to Southern Gospel, huh? You don't have to be from the South. I was thinking earlier to be a Southern Gospel appreciator or a singer, a musician. So anyway, we appreciate so much being able to get music like this. They interacted with us, and can't even remember now. I think I got an email from them is how I found out about this group or these singers. Legacy 5 had a tune for us also before that, In the Hands of a Carpenter. That's their title track off of the CD from back in 2017, just a little while ago. We got the Jim Brady Trio coming up off the Fanny Crosby Project, and Larry Cordell's got a brand new CD. This is not directly a Southern gospel tune, but to me, it sort of hints and is a first cousin kind of song that we're going to play for you off of that brand new CD. The CD is just incredibly good. It's called Tales from East Kentucky, and I've been a Cord fan ever since the first time I ever heard one of his tunes, and then I got a chance to meet him, and he's just as good as they come, I tell you what. And what a great songwriter. He has written so many songs that have done so very well, and then as far as a singer and artist himself, just gangbusters. Let's kick her off with the Jim Brady Trio doing a song simply entitled Jesus.
Look up, my soul, with tranquil eye. Behold a friend in Jesus. Be not afraid when storms are nigh, but cast thy care on Jesus. His hand thy fragile bark will guide. Oh, trust thy all to Jesus. His voice will hush the troubled tide. Then sweetly lean on Jesus. Not all the love of earthly is worth the love of Jesus. 'Tis purer, brighter, far than gold, O precious love of Jesus. Though friends forsake and pleasures die, then closer cling to Jesus. Look up, my soul, with tranquil eye, and calmly rest in Jesus.
When safely anchored home at last, to dwell for
Jesus. 6 years old and I was all of 9. We made a football from a feed sack, tied up with seagrass twine. And I dropped back and made a pass just like you Niners did. Make believe is easy for a kid. We all made our dreams come true back when. And I drove hours in Dad's car and never even left the yard. I got far away from the farm, had Sally Birchfield on my arm. I'd make it big and she'd be mine forever till the end of time. I couldn't wait for the wheel to spin. Made our dreams come true back when. Back when it was zero bars and seven up with your friends. Back when we got together at a neighbor's house to pick a green. Butch wax in a flat top cut and hopefully with any luck a little kiss from your new girlfriend. We all made our dreams come true back when. Well, I know my daughter thinks that I'm a dinosaur when she hears me talk about the way things were before. I'm not too concerned about the latest buzz. I spend more time thinking about the way it was back when. It was zero bars and seven ups with your friends. Back when we got together at a neighbor's house to pick and grin. Butch wax in a flat top cut and hopefully with any luck a little kiss from your new girlfriend. We all made our dreams come true back when. Yeah, we all made our dreams come true back when.
All eternity. praises to our righteous King. Hallelujah, sing praises to our righteous King. Hallelujah, sing praises to our righteous King. Celebrating we will bring Him praises. With a jump and with a shout, we can't help but let it out. Celebrating, let us bring Him praises. Hallelujah. Jump and with a shout, we can't help but let it out. Celebrating, let us bring Him praises. Hallelujah, sing.
They call themselves Scarlet Hope. That's a tune called Praises. And that's off their CD, There Will Come a Day. Enjoy those harmonies. Larry Cordell off that brand new CD we were talking about earlier, Tales from East Kentucky. I just got a hard copy of that thing like 2 days ago. Anyway, we played a track off of it called Back When. I thought, you know, that's a first cousin twice removed from gospel music, really. It's just a reflection, and I enjoy it so much. We had the Jim Brady Trio off the Fanny Crosby Newly Discovered Hymns and Songs Project, do a song for us simply entitled Jesus. And Jim Brady, he used to sing with Booth Brothers, as where I first heard him at. And now he's created it's a family group, and doing a fine job. Got some great vocals. Trinity River Band just came out with a brand new project. We've got one coming up from those folks. I mean, it's bluegrass and it's southern, kind of. So anyway, Southern Gospel Today appreciates Trinity River Band. They're a bluegrass bass band. There's a bunch of those folks in here. We got Bama Bluegrass, Blue Grace, coming up to do a bluegrass gospel tune. So they're pretty tight, bluegrass and gospel music. And anyway, let's see who else we got coming up. The next set, we got Master's Promise. They interacted with me just recently, and I appreciate that. They sent me a copy of Steal the Blood, so I really appreciate that a bunch. Anyway, we got some beautiful music coming up for you. Hope you're enjoying the program. If you'd like to hear it again, or you're only getting part of it right now and you're on a break, or you just don't have time to listen to the whole thing, you can find us on SoundCloud. That's an app, or you can actually go to it online. It's really easy to listen to our podcast. We're also on iTunes, Feedburner, and a whole bunch of them. Here's Trinity River Band to do Hold On to Jesus.
transportation. I go home with him to rain.
I'm riding on my Savior's train.
Heaven may with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
I've left all sinful pleasure and engaged in song and prayer.
Since Jesus came,
since Jesus came and paid my fare.
Riding homeward, for with Christ will ever reign. I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound.
I'm homeward bound.
Where I'll be crowned.
Where I'll be crowned.
When my train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign. I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
Use a ticket who will leave all sin and shame.
Save one ride,
save one ride.
My Savior's train,
my Savior's train.
Sinners, if you cannot ride this train, you are the one to blame.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound.
Where I'll be crowned.
Where I'll be crowned.
When my train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
It don't get much better than that. They call themselves High Fidelity, and it's a brand new CD that we just got just minutes ago. It's called Hills and Home, and man, I enjoy this type singing and picking. They dedicated the group, if I remember the story correctly, this is just what I remember hearing, is they wanted to dedicate the group and the sound to be as old-fashioned as possible, just like the Carter Family, that kind of thing. And I think they've done a great job doing that, don't you? My Savior's Train, the name of that tune, and the brand new CD is called Hills and Home. Look it up. Man, I think you'd enjoy having that in your collection. Masters Promise did a tune for us during that set, Reasons to Praise. That's off the CD, Steal the Blood. And the Trinity River Band has a brand new CD out called Unbroken. And we played a song off of it called Hold On to Jesus. We got a very special tune coming up for you. It's a segment, actually, off of a new release that we got from Stowtown Records, and it's featuring some of the tunes and some stories behind the whole Fanny Crosby celebration of the tunes that were discovered and groups that were invited to come in and do one of the songs, develop it, write it, or rewrite it as far as the music and the words and all that, I guess compose it, more or less. Would be probably a better description. Anyway, we picked out, that's also our Artist of the Week. Yesterday and today will be the Artist of the Week, is that entire project that we received from Stowtown. And it includes, I think, about eight different segments, seven segments, eight segments, something like that. And there's a bunch of great, great folks on it. We picked out segment five to do during this program. And it's by the Irwins, and we call this the Fanny Crosby Celebration.
Music release. Wayne Hahn here with you. We're discussing a brand new album called Fanny Crosby, Newly Discovered Hymns and Songs. 15 songs, 21 artists, many of your favorites like the Collingsworth Family, the Irwins, Jason Crabb, Amber Neeland Thompson, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, so many more. But today, we left the artists at home. And we brought in the writers, the people who make it happen. Jeff Thumgardner is here with us today. There's a song on here that you were a part of called Calmly Resting in the Lord by the Irwins. I know this one is very special to you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and looking through all of Fanny Crosby's writings, the challenge was settling in on one that spoke to us and which we could then come alongside and help to complete. And one that really stood out to me is this song, calmly resting in the Lord. Our family has been through a journey of loss and losing our 10-year-old daughter, Ella, mm-hmm. in October of 2016. She had been a healthy little girl her entire life and then just one day dropped from a ruptured brain AVM. And we lost her shortly thereafter. And reading the lyrics that Fanny had already composed there, I couldn't help but wonder what was she going through? What was she right. facing? What challenges had she had that week or that month mm-hmm. or throughout her entire life that were all culminating in this reminder to herself and to me in that moment mm-hmm. That whatever we faced, whatever we've gone through, whatever we are going through, we can rest in who God is, who He's promised that He is, and who He's proven Himself to be. And that's song, it was just a no-brainer for me. I even if the song didn't make the record, I had to write it, right. and I had to be a part of that with Fanny Crosby and sharing my story and merging whatever she had been facing, whatever she had been traveling through, merging that with what our family has been going through as well. And it was just a great reminder to me, and knowing, too, that our story is no different than so many other people that might be listening right now mm-hmm. who have faced trial and tragedy, that we can rest in the assurance that we can calmly rest in the Lord as well.
And not only did it make the record, it's a favorite by many. Here are the Irwins with Calmly Resting in the Lord.
Life's a journey day by day, filled with laughter and with pain, but I know that He is with me through it all. When with clouds my path is dim, storms of doubt arise within, I find refuge in the shadow of the cross. I am calm. Thank you.
I was just sitting here thinking, testimony, personal testimony like that makes a song such an impact. And then it has a tendency to bring you closer to listening to the words of the song after someone tells what was just told before the song was played. So I find that to be an incredible message within itself. I hope you understand what I'm getting at. I think you do. High Fidelity before that, I mentioned already, has got that brand new CD, Heels and Home. I'm just kind of excited about that brand new CD, and looking forward to playing tunes off of that. Anyway, I just absolutely love it when you get something that some folks have put their heart and soul and every single part of their being into. And I've been fortunate enough to do it a couple of times, maybe three times actually, to be involved in putting together an entire CD, and it back then it was cassette. Now it's starting to be albums again, and you pour everything you got into it, and then this whole Fanny Crosby thing has been such a fantastic project. To just mention that song by High Fidelity, the Trinity River Band, the way that they always put at least one, sometimes two, three, four gospel songs on their CDs. And boy, I tell you what, let's go ahead and kick off the Bama Bluegrace. They've got we actually went through the area where they're from just a few weeks back, but anyway, I really love this song. We got that and Point of Grace coming up real quick for you before we have to close out today. And this is Love Can Build a Bridge.
He gladly walked across the desert with no shoes upon his feet to share with you the last bite of bread he had to eat. He would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, but all your hopes are sinking. Let him show thank you.
couple miles until you get to a four-way stop by the mom and pop, where soda's still a nickel and our names are on the table. Then you hang a left just in case you forget. And you need directions home. Then you're gonna pass a dogwood tree that if it's blooming might remind you of me. Things might look the same, but a lot has changed. So if you could turn around, take the river road down to the little white church, where forever still a sacred word. And you need directions home. I'm at the end of a gravel road, full of potholes and old regrets. You're gonna think you know where you are, but you're not there yet. So I've left you a trail of tears, 'cause I figured after all these years you might need
home. I've been wondering where I need to be. Everybody in this town can see.
At least that's what I tell myself. But you just need a little help. You might need directions home.
I'm at the end of a gravel road, full of potholes and old regrets. You're gonna think you know where you are, but you're not there yet.
So I've left you a trail.
I figured after all these years,
you might need directions
home. Thank you so much for listening to Southern Gospel Today.